Oi! This is a big episode, guys, because this is A Fair One with Tommy Pope and Tommy Pope. Shane's not here. He's look at him. Look at him. He's fucking dead. He's dead. He's not physically dead, but he's dead to me because he's late. He got hung up. Public traffic. But that's fine because we got a big one tonight because he's bringing his boy, Matt McCusker. And he's good looking. He is a hot one. Ooh, boy, he's a hot one. We got fans from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
What up?
We got fans from Michigan on the bleachers. There he is. Look at that hot boy, huh? Damn, wearing his Michigan shirt, trying to fight Shane as soon as he walks in, just fucking right hooking him. And you should. You should. Just square up on him. Wait till you stand up. Wait till you see how tall Shane is. It's deceiving, dude. Shane's got a face of like a 5'11 max. And then you see him stand up, you're like, ooh, that's a giant beanbag. He is a big motherfucker. You're going to have to come with all of it. But it's gonna be a great day. It's gonna be a great night. What time is it?
Oh, it's 8:01.
8:01. It's gonna be a great night.
Yeah, we're really into it.
Yeah. So I travel with my lady on the way down here, and nonchalantly I asked her for a mint. She said I don't have any left, and then she said open your mouth, and she spit it directly into my. this is how comfortable we are. I was like, oh, okay, it's your last one, and I just opened my mouth. And this Asian girl across from us was so horrified, not because of the delivery. It was because it stuck to the top lip. And I casually geckoed it. I geckoed it off the top lip and then seamlessly brought it back into my gullet. And all was calm. And then I just saw her like, ooh. I want to tell you a story, Chris. I know you traveled from Ohio, you said?
That's right.
Yeah. Well, welcome, man. This is going to be great. Carrie and I were, what was it, a few months ago, we were walking along the streets, saw a couple arguing. The guy pivoted. She opened her mouth mid-argument. He spit into it. Lunger, not a mint. This was not a holiday mint. This is not a post-dinner holiday mint. He went, she turned around, took it like a guppy, walked off, and then we saw his face, and he was fucking angry, and then he finished his cigarette. Like it was a, like this is her punishment. And I wonder, like, is that, like, is he trying, is who's getting off in that situation? Because one of them has to be like a power player. Obviously it was him in the moment, but maybe she's,
maybe
she
likes that. And maybe that was the way he was going to like, yeah, get back to him, be like, hey, maybe if I do this to her, she'll forgive me because she likes spit in her mouth.
Or she pissed him off so bad. He's like, you're going to get one. You're gonna get one at my choice, out front of a fucking steakhouse. I'm gonna luger in your mouth, and we're gonna walk off like nothing happened. But it was in front of strangers, so we talked about it for weeks. I was like, that's not gonna ever leave me. Mostly because she was calm and went back to her seat, and he had this fucking face of rage, dude. Your dad ever give you the belt, Chris, in Ohio?
No, I think actually no, he hasn't. He didn't.
All right, cool. This has nothing to do with the story. I just want to know. I want to know. Carrie, can you verify the story that the dude was just viscerally?
You're not doing it justice.
You got to talk into the mic. Do you need
this one?
Yeah.
You're not doing it justice. It was like walking. It was like walking up on like a very intimate, sweet porn. Like she was
wait,
so.
What?
She was like the one. I feel like she was in control. And he was like angry, but they do it so often, he just knew he had to do it.
That's a great angle. That's a great angle. Shane, boy, hold on. We got to finish this. There's Shane and Matt are coming in, guys. But we're going to finish this. No, no, no. Finish that. Finish that thought before you. No. This is going to, we need it. We need to hear this.
We're talking about spitting into people's mouths.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Please, feel free.
I just made my girl spit into my mouth like.
it's a nice way to be intimate. It's dirty. It feels good.
Well, she spit a mint into my mouth on the train right here, and it got caught, and I sucked it in my mouth, and this little Asian girl was fucking horrified. But we spoke about this time when we were coming out of a dinner, we saw two people out front of a restaurant, and this dude full on spit directly into this girl's mouth, turned around, and he had this face of complete fucking rage, and he finished his cigarette. She just walked off. So who's getting off there? Like, he didn't want to do it. He was mad, like he was giving her what she wanted. and having his own, like, he wanted to be just.
This was, they were together, for yeah. sure?
Oh, I mean. He didn't trip and spit in her mouth.
Where did this happen?
In New York. It was like out front of a nice like ABC restaurant.
And yeah, a dude just fucking. Really
hauled off, dude.
I held her head back with
it. It was a. Yeah, like real close. He's like, fucking open up. She went and took it.
Oh.
She walked off, and he had this face like.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, so we're trying to figure it out, guys. And this is what happens when you show up late.
Well, you should
talk about spitting.
Nice move in a restaurant to like sip a glass of wine and like spit it in your girlfriend's mouth and be like, take this.
You don't waste. You don't waste wine on this.
Top little baby bird, yeah.
Yeah, a little
that's
wine
called
bucket.
Aerating.
Yeah, yeah. Little pimp move, dude.
Check you out, dog. Couch lady. Guys, this is obviously, you know, my homeboy, Shane Gilley.
What up?
This is our guest tonight. The King, Matt McCusker.
Stop, dogs.
Matt's over here, kiddo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, all the red dogs.
I know you're only used to fucking radio.
Oh, dude, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Yes, Matt McCusker here, is dude. Not awesome. Gay, dude. Not fucking gay at all, dude.
Most not gay.
That's not it. That's not the fucking thing.
What the fuck is this?
Dude, I'm waiting for it.
It's my fucking trigger that never works at the right times, only in fucking practice.
Man, you need to practice more than kiddo.
I'm going to practice
right now.
You're good. You're good.
Welcome.
What was that thing that you just threw up?
Oh, so let's go to that next. Stand by.
What was that thing?
Clearly, he wanted to bring it up next. Your timing is impeccable, dude.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just watch. Check it out.
It's a little dog.
Is this going to be a dog getting killed, dude, in Iraq?
Oh, no, dude.
Yeah.
It does look like call.
Dog jerking off?
Oh, man.
What? Holy shit.
Dog jerking off.
First of all, that's a Mexican in a dog costume. Dogs don't do that.
No, I think it's Iraq.
That is Times Square. That is.
It looks like Call of Duty walls.
Oh my
you shoot
God.
Right through those things.
Full Call of Duty walls.
You shoot through that,
the Red Dawn. What's the game?
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption. That dog just nutted. Well, don't dogs' dicks stay inside of whatever that is? Whoa!
You see that hammer from the side?
That's a long, skinny dude.
Did you see that dick?
Yeah, that was a long. They have barbed dicks that stay inside of like.
That's dolphins.
That's nah. cats.
Cats have them too.
Cats have barbed
dicks. Dogs,
dogs
fuck cats. Dogs fuck cats.
Dogs get stuck too, though.
Yeah.
They get stuck like ass.
It's called
to
dog
ass.
Balling.
Cats have barbs, and dogs have, or dolphins have the hook.
Yeah. Dogs have like
I
big.
That. I love that fucking. Nah, that's dolphin. Nah, that's dolphins. Dolphins. Dude, you'd be such a good animal fucking.
Come on, animal plant.
Yeah, just yeah. Get, look at this fucking.
Look at that hammer, dude. Get out of here.
You see that dog dick?
Get out of here. Look at his tail and his dick. It's a full cane.
It looks like a snake, like a firework, dude.
That's got
the dick, old
dude.
Snakes.
Yeah, that's not a bad dick.
What are you talking about? That's a good dick.
It's a dynamite.
That's
dick.
Like a, but it's like a grainy Bigfoot quality. Of the photo, I can't see.
Urinal today.
Yeah, I saw a dick that. I mean, pretty
you
much.
You mean to see?
I
that
saw
dick's all you, dog.
We stopped at.
What are the dimensions you talking?
Let me get to the fucking story. We stopped at the Vince Lombardi Service. Plaza. Shout out Vince Lombardi Service Plaza. That's our fucking shit. And went in there. One half of the bathroom was closed for maintenance. So now it's just a packed house. If you've ever been to a Jersey rest stop, it's pretty much fucking Calcutta. A ton of foreigners packed in ass to ass, dude. Real uncomfortable shit. So I resorted to the small urinal, the one designed for kids. I'd use that
one. Just you're small so big, dude. They all look
big. No, the whole row of human size, and they get that fucking midget urinal at the end.
Yeah.
And I hit that one, and which is already degrading because I'm huge. I look like a fucking weirdo, especially because right when I started pissing, the guy to my right left. So now it looks like I chose the kid's urinal.
It's above like, the porcelain.
Leaning down. And then Matt was pissing, so I like looked to him to be like, huh? Like smile at him. And this black dude walked in right in between us while I'm smiling. So this guy just thought I was like smiling at him as he walks in. I was like, oh, fuck, never mind. Out of my peripheral, just a fucking
hammer.
Sleet, just a dong fell out, dude.
There's an elephant trunk.
I haven't seen a dick that big in years.
To Matt's point, what are the parameters? What are we talking?
I don't know. It was so big that like I...
I mean, that's
I
a predator
know.
Vision.
No
out of the corner of your eye, that's
my
predator
eye,
vision.
You could see, like... like oh,
it fell out.
Yeah, dude.
It fell out.
You saw a bungee jump. You saw, it was natural.
Oh.
Yeah.
It had, like, the natural pendulum motion.
Swayed.
It'll never stop swinging,
dude.
Swayed
it. Yeah. Swayed it different.
Oh, yeah.
It'll never stop.
Yeah.
If you have enough of a pendulous dong, it'll follow the laws of
hell
physics and continue to...
center of the earth.
Yeah. Just like an office thing that goes...
Yeah, the beats.
Yeah. If you have a big enough dick, it'll. Mine will. I get a couple of bounces. When I take mine out, he goes, boing, boing. It stabilizes quick. Hey. He's like, boing, boing.
Yeah. You have a giant dick, right?
For my size, I'm 5'10". I got a big dick. Yeah.
It's good.
Huh?
Yeah, you should show him under the desk.
You can show me under the desk. Are you actually going to? Would you really? Let me see it.
Show you my dick?
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Why?
Not on this radio because of our guests.
Why?
Chris.
What's up, bro?
What's up, dude?
Why are you rocking fucking Michigan up here?
You didn't even notice.
I'm fucking rapping.
So you won't show your dick in front of Chris?
I didn't notice.
You won't show your dick in front of Chris?
I just said, why are you fucking rapping Michigan? I noticed it right away, dude.
Yeah. I was waiting.
No, that's the first thing I noticed.
I guarantee it takes only a minute.
We're fucking tight.
Yeah. Why are you rocking Michigan, dude?
Because I went to Michigan and we're tight.
Hell yeah, dude.
Damn, fuck Michigan. Although, big win. Beat Wisconsin this weekend.
That's right.
Pretty fucking sick.
Number
so
six.
So he's the reason you won't pull your dick out?
No, I just. Oh.
Yeah, I was like, what is this?
Because we have guests.
Nah, dude.
Damn. Chris, I'm glad you're here.
Wise choice, actually. Don't do it.
What do you do?
Advertising.
Oh, I was going to be like, what are you, a fucking firefighter, Navy SEAL? You look like a first responder, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Got that. You got that dumb would die for his country look.
Well, I'm from the Midwest. So
there you go. That's it. Like, I'll fucking lay down my life for these politicians. I believe them. I trust them.
What are you doing in the city?
JT. Meet with Google and Facebook.
Oh, nice. For work, for real job.
Yeah.
You work for Google and Facebook?
No, I work for Procter & Gamble.
P&G. I know P&G. Fuck yeah.
Damn, he even responds like he's in fucking boot camp. He's like, where do you work? He's like, Procter & Gamble. Hell yeah, man. That's sick.
Sick, dude.
And you went to Michigan?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I've been out there.
I went to the Michigan Notre Dame game.
This year?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
I watched the ass whooping.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Sucked. But last we're better now. It's a whole different world.
So are we, though.
That fucking always happens when Notre Dame beats a team. Then in like 1 week, they're like, well, if they played today, that team would beat them. Everyone just fucking hates Notre Dame. Suck our dicks, dude. We're undefeated.
Shane,
Michigan's all right. I fuck
with
Michigan.
Get it out of the way now. Tell us what's going to happen this week.
This week, Notre Dame's on a bye, so all of you that have been fucking making tons of money off me being fucking 7-for-7 this year against the spread, you can suck my dick.
You been doing gambling picks?
Dude, I picked Notre Dame Pitt this weekend. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame was favored by 21 points. I said, take Pitt. They're definitely coming. And take the under. Boom. Easy. Easy money.
Are you betting?
I don't bet because I'm Catholic.
Yeah.
It's against my religion. Sorry.
Dude, how about that Chinese staunch guy Muslim sleeping today in the massage chair?
That's why he wasn't Chinese.
Yeah, he was definitely a black guy.
No, he was sleepy and black.
He wasn't a black dude.
He was a black
yes,
dude.
He was.
Nah, I'll meet you in the middle. That was my girl. That was my girl.
His eyes were closed.
True.
And you're calling him Asian.
That was definitely not. That was not a black dude.
He was a black man.
You thought
Filipino,
it was a tiger
maybe. Filipino.
You thought he was a tiger?
No, I just think
he was. That was like Inuit. That was like Alaskan Inuit. That dude was an Eskimo.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
that dude finally found warm. He found warm. He found a warm climate.
Gas station and sleeps.
And he put his last fucking like little buffalo coin into that chair. Pass the fuck out.
Yeah,
the poise in the pocket.
Yeah,
just to relax enough to fall asleep in a
busy turnpike stop.
It was right next to the men's room.
God damn, that guy probably has a huge dick too. You need at least 8 inches of sleep in a turnpike rest stop.
That's probably why I need a nap.
Yeah,
every time he pisses, he's like, dude, I got to fucking lay down, dude. I just emptied all of my court.
Yeah, man. That guy definitely, to sleep in a fucking rest stop massage chair.
And his phone was on his lap.
Just sitting there.
Just in the public. It was like an undercover cop going like, just try and take my phone.
Yeah.
All these junkies doing heroin in this fucking urinal.
Oh, well,
try and take my phone.
That's probably what he was.
A junkie?
He was a little fat for a junkie.
Yeah, nah.
And he was also like, it just seemed like a tired dad.
Yeah, maybe he was a new junkie.
Maybe he just got onto it.
Yeah.
It late in the game, though. He was old.
Yeah. That's a good time to do it.
It's his first time. You're like, fuck, I passed out at a fucking rest stop. Someone's on him. He's probably been there for 3 days, dude.
His mom's calling.
Oh, man.
Fuck, dude. Well, it was a good experience for all of us.
It was. That was fun.
A big rest stop. We got two fucking bits out of it.
That was tight.
Guy with big dick, sleeping fucking old dude.
Yeah, but we're all jealous of yours.
The big dick?
Yeah.
I'm so happy you saw that.
You're saying it was the biggest you've ever seen?
That was...
From the corner of your eye?
Corner of my eye, I could tell that it was the biggest dick I've seen in years. Years.
That was a wake-up call.
Remember the biggest ever?
There was a guy named King Koopa on my college football team. Coop had a pretty big dick.
Did you give him king name, or was he already? He was already knighted.
I don't want to give his full name. His name was Andre. We called him fucking King Koopa.
Okay, dude.
Big defensive end.
Damn.
Big dick.
Big old dick. Awesome.
Huge dick.
So what do you think they're doing, like, in the cup department? Because I know the cup curls naturally. It goes, like, towards your grundle.
I think
what do you do with all the meat?
I think in football, you kind of... A lot of guys don't wear cups.
Yeah.
You just let the fucking meat hang.
What position was he?
He played defensive end.
Yeah, that's a tough spot not to have a cup. You're hit every fucking down.
I don't know. I never had to worry about it. I had... My thighs protected my penis. Dick. As soon as the game started, my dick just went into my pubes.
I just don't shave my pubes, and I'm good to go.
That bouffant, little protection.
There was also a wideout. We had a wideout that had a huge fucking dick.
Yeah.
Huge dick. Really? Big 6'4", skinny black dude, dreadlocks.
Was his dick long and skinny, or was it thick and long?
Everything. It was everything.
Had all of it.
All of it. Thick, long, and then I would get in the shower and...
It's all the combine stats.
Right? Yeah, it's me and like 30 southern black dudes in the shower, and then I'm putting as much soap on my pubes and dick to try to Santa Claus hide that dick.
For sure. Yeah, dude.
You know what I mean? Give it a Santa beard.
A little soapy delight.
I'd be like, I don't know. Normally, I'm not self-conscious. It's just I put soap in my dick.
You should have always
soap it up.
You should have just Marilyn Manson the whole time and had it between your legs as like an ongoing joke. That you I'm doing it again.
I'm doing it every day.
Just walk with your back to the wall.
Shane's in full pads on the field like, would you fuck me?
Yeah, even
I tried to get naked one time in the locker room at
somebody else's school.
No, at a gym. No, I was at a gym. I think I was at yoga class, and I was like, you know what? It's time I grow up and just get fucking naked in this locker room.
Fuck yeah.
And I like got out of the shower, saw two people, and froze, and was like,
just naked scuttled. At your gym?
It was a yoga class. It was me and two dudes.
You keep saying it like it's a normal thing. What the fuck you mean?
You get showered, like at
the
locker
yoga
room.
Class. I don't mean showering at a gym.
Yeah. So after you take, I thought it was a gym. It's a yoga class. So after you get you're sweaty, you shower at a yoga class, and usually I bring my boxers in. So I'm like, and for some reason I got this idea. I'm like, that's immature, dude. These other older guys are naked. You just get naked.
This is your body.
Yeah. I was like, just get naked and just like take that step in life where you can be a naked dude.
Is this like recent or is this in college?
It's gotta be recent. Yeah.
No, it was a couple years.
You're doing yoga. It had to be like the last 3-4 years, right?
No, I did yoga
really
long time ago, dude.
Really?
During my first marriage. Yeah.
Wow.
During my first marriage. Yeah.
That's 65 years old, dude.
Yeah.
You look great.
So I tried to get naked and I chickened out. Literally scampered along the wall, just kind of like.
Naked?
Just kind of like brushed my dick up against the wall. And I was like, oh god,
what?
Just like walked.
Yeah, that must have been crazy.
Yeah, I was nervous, dude. I wasn't ready for it.
And there were two dudes.
Just two dudes.
You and two dudes.
Just me and two guys in the locker room. They were naked. I was just like, I'm gonna fucking this.
Like, I'll get naked with these guys.
I'll get naked with these guys, dude. I'm not
you
gonna
ended
be
up fucking scuttling along the wall
like a mouse, dude. Just along the baseboard. Just
bring
like,
that dog back again.
You see that dick?
Are you trying
bullshit,
to hit him with the knock?
My knock gay shit is not working, and I'm fucking pissed about it.
You should be, dude. That was terrible.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught where
get caught being gay? No.
No, like where you're not in your best element. Like,
yeah. Every time I pull out my penis. Yeah.
No. I remember my first. I think I had an apartment in like 26.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming out of the bathroom. It was fall or winter. It was cold, and I saw someone like walk by. There was like a window that came by our apartment, and then going up to their apartment,
mm-hmm.
and it came out of the bathroom, and it was. Not a good scene. I didn't come like out of a sex scene. I wasn't post cum.
You had a flaccid,
snuffy.
Tiny dong.
It was tiny.
You ever get bowling pin dick when like the top half's kind of fat and then the other parts like
and it just sucks
skinny.
Back in.
Yeah.
Bowling pin dick. When Matt brought up bowling pin dick to me, that was early in our relationship.
Yeah,
I think that was one of the first times we
had a traumatic
out, we started
experience.
Talking about bowling pin dick. And
yeah.
As soon as you mentioned it, it just stuck with me. It's such a...
I
was like, I recognize exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah,
like when you get half a boner in the shower. Like a weird... It usually is with water for me.
I got out of the ocean one time.
It's temperature.
I went to a wedding. And I had like I went as someone's date, and we were like swimming in the ocean. It was like October. It was kind of cold.
You were swimming in the water
September.
In
It was like late September.
You're
still kind of warm. I'm a crazy guy. Dude, but it was like kind of cold, and we took a shower together. I've never gotten naked in front of this person. Pulled out my dick, full bowling pin dick. We were both just like, yeah. I was kind of like, eyes up.
Mine's that.
You're talking about like a parking cone.
Parking cone, but then it fattens up again.
No, I'm talking about like a sock with another sock in it.
Yes.
All right, yeah.
It's like a...
Like an 8-ball on the top of a sock.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now that we were talking about seeing your dick at the wrong time, I sleep naked.
Yeah, I
Yeah, but now that I'm thinking of this girl that I'm with now, I sleep naked. And she's definitely had to have caught me at some with just the tiniest, times. Grossest dick. And every once in a while, she'll just like today, she like looked under the covers for something. She's like, "Where's my phone?" And lifted it up. Like, oh, you got fucking. I was like laying on my side, so like my belly was like hanging out. I was like, "Don't fucking look at me."
Do you always sleep naked?
I sleep naked, yes. Yeah. 95%.
What about the change of
99%
season?
Love it, sleeping cold naked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Depends on the vibe for me. Like, I've been with my girlfriend for a while, but like, if there's like some sort of bad blood in the air, I won't let her see my penis.
True.
Like, if she's kind of mad at me and I'm like not really rocking something decent, I'll like kind of hesitate outside the room, be like, I can't go in yet, dude.
Not like to spite her?
No, I don't want her to like it while we're fighting to even like the day to come. If she would like criticize my penis during a fight, I would be like, we're done. Over.
So you, in her mind, you think her dick is your dick is always just
she doesn't have a dick,
optimal, yeah. Huge dick.
No, but I'm saying if we're in a fight and like I walk in and I'm like shrimping up and I'm like and another thing and she's like, bah, look at your little dick. I'm like, ah, fuck. So I like I'll like stand outside and just like work it a little bit if we're in a fight.
If you're in a fight, in. You'll jerk off before you go to sleep. I can't let her see me weak.
A little bantam, just
little, I'll like out. I'll as I walk, I'll be like I'll like sit by mill around the dryer and just fucking stretch it a little and walk in and just be like, all right.
Eddie, stop.
I walk around naked a lot. I don't wear clothes a lot.
But you'll think enough that.
Yeah, my, dude. If only for fighting. Only for fighting. I'll statue of David. I'll full statue
of
David.
Your right eye is tearing, and your left isn't, and this is crazy to me.
I know. I'm crying.
This is how I know you're telling the truth because you're emotional.
Matt cries whenever we do a podcast.
No,
his eyes cry.
Only half of his face is crying, Shane, and it's bugging me the fuck out.
He took mushrooms.
You get in
mad eye moody, dude.
So you get an argument with your girl, and you're like, "I'll be right back," and he goes to another room and just. Angrily jerk off to stretch your dick.
Not like, it's like if we have been, like, you know when you fight and like you're in different rooms and it's like, all right, I'm going to go to bed now. And like you're walking up. She's just like all stank in the bed and you're like, I got to go fucking lay next to this bitch. And you're like, fuck.
Hey, hey, hey.
What?
This is, we respect women here. This is Compound Media. We respect women. We don't say things like bitch.
You're right. I apologize. Right. I'm gonna issue a statement tomorrow. But the, you're right.
Sweet.
You're showing my way.
I think there's been a lot of, horsing around on this network when it comes to respecting women.
Yeah, dude, shut it down.
You're at a fair one. We don't fuck with that shit. We love bitches. And we don't fight. We're not gay.
God. Actually, I kind of like it now.
It.
That is a not gay statement.
Just cut to when he's jerking off, and we'll go to that.
Yeah.
Good thing there's only three of you back there to figure it out.
Why don't you just throw up?
Fucking Christ!
Just
like
throw
cartoons.
Up two guys blowing each other.
No, he made a graphic because
it was a great graphic.
A sick fucking graphic.
What is it?
It says,
I don't know why
knock.
This
shit's
dog jerking off in the corner. But it's a still. It's not jerking off, just sitting there.
But yeah, to my point.
It's a gentle, docile dog.
I don't run out of a heated argument and jerk off. I'll never start a fight if I'm naked, first of all.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if I happen to be naked.
Man, I don't think you don't have to stress that to anybody. I'll never start an argument.
It was in
naked.
The Art of War.
I feel like
that was rule one in the Art of War. He's like, if you are naked.
No war.
Do not fight. Your penis is out.
But yeah, so, you know, you can't let the enemy see you weak, dude. That actually was in the Art of War.
It's beautiful statement.
Yeah, technically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
just, agree
I come, if we're like arguing, I come into the room.
No, I 100%
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
come
agree.
In
I just,
butthole
I admire...
first. If we're fighting, I'll back it in and spread my cheeks and come in butthole first. Hey, what's up?
The wherewithal to chub up before going into an argument naked is that's unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Just let her know.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been hit with the. I've never been criticized for having a small dick from a lady.
Yeah, me either.
You know what I mean? Like, every once in a while, you'll see people, like, break up and be like, yeah, well, you have a fucking tiny dick. Yeah.
Not that. I'm talking about after sex, and then, like, it just shrivels up. And they're like, oh, look at it now.
Oh,
look at it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, fuck you.
I get that every
That's
time.
What I'm talking about.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It is funny.
It is funny. It is funny, but goddamn it.
No, there's no beer.
Oh, man.
I was late. We got here late.
That's how, that's how I stand on that.
That's fair.
Just ship some water from Compound Media.
That's not water.
GHB.
What are you talking about, dude? It's fucking water. What are you talking about?
I don't drink.
Matt,
let it be known.
Do you drink?
Chug this.
I don't know, dude.
Ever since your
only,
right eye started
I only do,
crying
I
on
only
its
do
own,
hallucinogenics.
You started slowing down.
I only do mushrooms, dude.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you did mushrooms today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today?
Yeah, I take small bits every third day.
Fuck. Curry?
Not on me, no.
Curry, chill, dude. Honestly, though, do you have some?
No.
When did you do dose? Isn't that what the kids are
7
saying?
7 a.m., yeah.
7 a.m.?
Yeah.
How'd you get here?
Shane drove me. Oh,
that's right.
Oh, dude, you can drive on. You can drive on a little bit.
That's right.
You can drive on a little bit of mushrooms. You can completely. You can totally drive on mushrooms, like a little, real little bit.
I believe you. I believe you would tell me you could do anything on mushrooms.
No.
You take them every day.
Every 3 days.
And you drive Uber on mushrooms, right?
Lyft, yeah.
He drives Lyft. He takes mushrooms and then he drives people around.
Yeah.
Don't do that. You're gonna ruin his business.
Oh, it's all right.
I think it's sick.
It's amazing.
Highly illegal.
I will say, it's not. It's not, because most places don't test for psilocybin. But, well, if I say this,
can you imagine?
One day I pigged out a little too much, and I was driving. I was like,
yeah, boy.
What do you think?
You're talking to people.
Did you ever play the game?
Where are you headed?
Did you ever play the game Paperboy? Did you ever play the game Paperboy? It was like, I was driving around like, oh, God.
What do you think if a cop pulled you over, you're on mushrooms,
yeah,
and everything's going fine, and your right eye starts tearing, only your right eye, as it normally has been
this
doing.
Is just, whenever I do podcasting, I start laughing, and when I laugh, my eyes water up, and then, like, my sinuses.
This is new, though.
You see it,
right? You didn't always have this.
He's just tearing out of his face.
Podcast one side together. Of his face. And within the last, like, I'd say 3 months,
yeah,
you've started tearing up during every podcast.
Dude, I fucking love it, man.
I think it's great.
Emotional Matt is my favorite.
Fine, dude. I'm an emotional man.
Yeah, I've been crying lately.
I just emote. That's what I do.
Oh my God. I've never been so happy.
Just in time.
I'm an emotional man.
So the mushrooms, though, you don't know what you're going to get each dose, right? You don't know how power it's going to, right?
You know the power. Yeah.
Isn't every dose kind of different?
Just enough like every time, huh?
Every dose is kind of weird, like weed, like you don't know exactly what you're going to get?
No, you just put a little on a spoon and boil it in water and drink it, and your day's better. You can't think too much about it. You can't think about doses.
You're a good salesman for drugs.
Yeah, like, you can't.
You just fucking take it and your day's better.
Yeah, you can't.
Oh, you make a tea out of it.
Put it in tea.
Do you eat the actual shroom after the tea?
No. I grind it into powder, and it's my guy in Gatorade, dude. Every morning, every other morning, I put in the tea, shake it around, let it cool down, and nail it.
God, I love you so much, dude.
It's the way to go. I'm trying to get Shane on it forever.
You should get me on it.
Fantastic.
I've been trying to get you on it. Microdosing.
It's the shit.
It's the best.
I'm telling you, I tried to tell people about this.
Yeah. Talking to the mic, we don't know what you're saying.
It's therapeutic.
All the good stuff.
Yeah.
So how do you get it? What's his name?
Just some dude. Find a dude.
Yeah, just some dude. Yeah. What's your drug dealer's name?
That's every drug dealer's card. Just some fucking dude.
Some dude.
You can get my, if you ask around, if you ask your buddies, they'll find them for you.
You probably don't need to look too far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not gay.
What you gotta do is put it out.
You got shrooms over there?
They'll find you.
I can get you some probably. Not, you know, within a day or two.
Yeah. And you grind them up, put them in a jar in the freezer, and every third morning, a little bit in the fucking tea, hit it, and go about your day.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Does your body adapts to the point where, like, you're not just getting super high?
You don't get to, when you just take a little bit, you don't get, it's not like weed. Like, if I eat an edible, I'm, like, fucked up.
Yeah.
A little bit of mushrooms, you're like, man, I'm crisp.
Really?
Yeah.
You feel good.
Great. And you're not, like, slow. Like, with weed, I get dumb and I forget all my thoughts and I'm kind of like, oh, what the fuck?
It just, like, heightens everything.
Yeah, you're just rolling. You're just fucking crushing it all.
Old soul, Maddie, dude. You got an old soul.
I'm trying to tell people, man.
Shit.
Maddie, how do you feel about acid?
Huh?
How do you feel about acid and between acid and mushrooms?
I like mushrooms better.
I mean, do you ever do L? Do you like?
I'm a mushroom man.
They're very similar.
I don't know. I've tried acid once. I was just like, I didn't do enough. I don't think.
You did acid once?
Yeah.
It surprises me.
I don't like mushrooms as they grow and I know what they are. Acid.
Sorry.
Acid freaks me out. Where it's like, you know, you get like 2CB and all those weird synthetics and it's like, no.
Yeah.
I'm waiting until like I know for fact it's LSD 25. Scientific term.
Anyway, he's like, I only did it once. I know all the scientists.
Yeah. But no, I'm a mushroom man. I did acid once. It was cool, but mushrooms are my sheet.
Yeah, I took mushrooms like once.
Oh, you had those little chocolate boys I made.
Oh, yeah. Matt made some. Like,
I made a very evil treat.
Covered?
Yeah.
He made some.
Homemade.
Yeah.
Yeah, he made it. What was in that?
It was weed coconut oil with mushrooms, and I made them a little too strong. I'm not very good at math.
A little too strong, dude.
I'm a poor mathematician when it comes to baking and milligrammage, so.
I took a piece, and then.
We fucked.
And I was like, I had like 4 beers, probably like 10, but I was like drunk enough to be like, hell yeah. I'll just have one of these. I'm fine. This will be a fun night. I took this and like laid on the couch and I was like, I'm just high. That's all this is. Just felt like weed.
Yeah.
And the shrooms kicked in. I was like, my legs are throbbing. Like, it was just, all of a sudden shit got different. And then I watched Soder's Macho Man impression.
Oh, it's so funny.
For an hour and a half.
The same one.
Soder's Macho Man impression from Compound.
Mm-hmm.
He did it on this show. I watched it hour and a half. Crazy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's my one shrooms experience. Nothing crazy. Just watch that.
They don't mix with alcohol.
So good.
Yeah, they don't mix with alcohol. I ate like a quarter ounce, and I was drunk. Same thing. Came home, I was like, I'll eat these things, and like,
yeah,
horrible night.
Horrible.
I was watching Wayne's World, and I just felt myself like going into the couch, and I was like, and then I was like, I gotta get out of here. In my shitty apartment, I ran outside. And I was in West Philly. I was like,
you ran outside.
I ran back in. I was like, it's fucked up out here. Ran back inside and was just like under the blankets for hours. Dude, I don't know. I tried to put on music, and it was like the sound would come in my ears. My brain would just go, and I'm like, ugh. I turned the music off, laid in silence in the dark under my blankets. Had like this revelation where I was just like, after like 6 hours of absolute mental, of basically a nervous breakdown, of where I was like going to the window, it was 4 in the morning or 5 in the morning. So it was like in between day and night. But I'm like, I was all fucked up. So I was looking outside and I was like, oh my God, I'm stuck between day and night. This sucks, dude. I'll never know what time it is. So after that went away, I finally sat down and I was like, wait a second. All I have to do is start a vacation resort. That way I can get paid to be on vacation. I was like, oh, duh, this is what I'll do. And like, I woke up the next morning. I was like, oh, fuck, you need like $30 million to do that. I was like, I'll just start sandals and then be on vacation forever.
Wasn't that like a plan?
Just start sandals.
Wasn't that like a plan of yours for a while, was to go to Brazil?
Yeah, that was
the plan. Like, Brazil be like a fucking surfboard instructor or what the
no fuck? My plan, I was going to be a Mexican in my own country.
Yeah,
that was my plan, where I was just going to like
be a Mexican in your own country.
Yeah, basically I was just going to like start a family in another country and then come here and work like a little bit and then like support my family in another country where I could just chill 6 months out of the year and come here and work, do like landscaping.
Your family would love that.
He'd actually be kind of stoked on that idea.
I bet you could get a family in Brazil.
Yeah, I know.
Support them with landscaping in Philly.
That was my idea when I was like 22. I was just like, I'm going to grow weed, save up $3,000, and then move to Brazil. And then I tried to grow weed and failed. And then I started doing stand-up comedy. And here I am.
And you made it, dude.
And here I am, dude. Success. I tried doing it. I'm like, wait, you actually have to like pay attention to this shit? Like, it just all died. And I was like, fuck, I saw you grow weed.
You try and grow it in Philly?
Mm-hmm. Multiple times. Failure all around the board. It's difficult, man. It's a hard thing to do.
I'm sure.
I thought you just put the shit under lights and like checked in 2 weeks later. They're all dead. Yeah, I was like, fuck.
You had dank nugs in your closet.
No, I had nothing.
Damn. So
I just had dead plants. And I was like,
it was like the blight in Ireland. You were like, what do we do with the crabs?
Yeah. I'll never make it to Brazil.
You have to put like a slow fan on them too, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Old Tommy, old Dr. Green Thumb, dude.
Some docs, dude.
Yeah,
I watch drug docs. I know how to grow them from afar, but I would never put the time into
it. You and me have some of the worst television tastes.
You think so?
Anybody I've met.
I would disagree. I think Steve.
You and me combined for like, if he's got the remote, it's drugs documentary,
like Drugs Inc. and shit.
Yeah,
on repeat though.
Drugs Inc. Intervention, anything to do with violence. Documentaries, all docs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But like, only that.
Yeah, that's it.
And then mine's just YouTube videos of Notre Dame. And
we'll watch football YouTube videos. And Steve, our other roommate, watches cartoons and comedy.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, Shane's like a baby with an iPad. He just watches like the same shit.
I watch literally the same fucking videos over and over again.
Stay in your fucking lane, which is crazy. Fine.
I like when he has control.
We're all in different
cycles. When you have control of the TV, I'm like, nice, Shane's got it.
Really?
Yeah, he's put on cool shit, and it's like, I don't have to fucking...
Yeah,
hey, Matt, chill.
Sorry.
Chill out, dude.
I love when Shane's
in control. Maybe the mushrooms are a little too strong this week.
No, I like when Shane's in control, dude.
I'm fucking glowing right now.
Yes!
No.
Yes! Show that dog beating Matt off right now.
Oh. Yeah, dude.
I'm such a sub.
You never felt out of control with one dose of the. I'm obsessed with the tiny one,
the
mushroom thing, huh?
With the micro doses, no.
Yeah.
It took a while for you to get normal, like after the first dose. Because you just feel like
it just feels a little warm. You feel like
Yeah, just kind of all your, for me, all my normal, like, mental chatter and, like, usual anxiety of, like, if I go somewhere and I'm like, you're not supposed to be here, you fucking loser, these people hate, it just goes away.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Working like a charm today.
Yeah, dude.
You're like a fucking, damn, dude. You're just coming right in here.
Silver Fox, dude.
Having a good old time.
Look at him. Everything on his hair, face, shirt, everything matches. Look at this guy.
Yeah, dude.
Just monochrome. Silver
Surfer.
Monochrome caddy.
Hell yeah. I'm all black and red.
Hey, dog.
You're a blood, dude.
Everything I have is black and red right
blood
now.
Blood in, blood out.
Okay, dude.
Fucking dark red head. Fuck, dude. It sucks that I'm getting old and shitty and fat and gay.
Nah, dude.
You're not, dude.
Nah, dude. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Go get some water. Go hydrate. So what you been doing, man? I haven't seen you in a while.
I do a lot of acid now.
Do you really?
No.
What do you do?
Clean.
Nice. You don't drink or nothing?
No drinking, no drugs.
Good for you, man.
No, I'm kidding. I do it all.
Oh, you do all the drugs?
Yeah, hell yeah. I do it all, but I don't do psychedelics because it fucks me up.
How so?
My mind's not strong enough. I try and smoke weed, but I do well with edibles. Mm-hmm. I know that's like it's kind of a risky move for most people, but it's gummies work out. I know it doesn't matter. I don't know how to say it, but if I take a small dose of a gummy or a small dose of a piece of chocolate, I do well if I can ease into it.
It's a skill.
I can't smoke a bowl.
It's a skill.
I want to work.
Useless skill I've been cultivating. I said my dad said the same thing. He was like, "I heard people eat gummies and freak out." I'm like, "You got to hop back on the horse, man.
Yeah,
horse will buck you off."
Yeah, it's fucked up to say, but I want to learn how to smoke because I've been smoking since high school. But I'll do it once every 3 months, and I don't know how to control myself. I'll do like 3-4 puffs and
start bugging
a half hour, and then I just boom.
Yeah.
Just hits me like a fucking atomic bomb.
Sorry,
I'm a monster on fucking weed.
What do you do? How are you monsters?
Shane's
what happens?
Me gels and shit, huh?
I did get a.
No, he does, dude. He gets this fucking ass thermometer and he goes, "Open up," and it'll be late night. I'll be all pickled on boxed wine. He's like, "Open up," and he gives me a dose.
Like a tincture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? It's like I should give you some. It's good.
Sure.
You just fucking put it on food and eat shit.
Yeah, he squeezes it right in my mouth, and he goes, "I already took one," and then he'll give me another one. Like, take another one.
Like triple of what I give myself.
Yeah, exactly.
Just see how fucking high I can get him.
And the next day he goes, "Yeah, no, you took three times as much as I did," because it'll get like.
Why do you hit him so hard?
This is funny. It's funny to make other people get high as fuck. And then we watch Nacho Libre.
Nice.
One of the funniest fucking movies I've ever seen.
The worst
You're Tommy's
possible.
Dark Shaman, dude. You come in and fucking.
He's like laying on the couch, blacked out.
He's just trying to shut me the fuck up. And it works, dude.
Shit-faced watching another drug documentary, and I'm like, yes, yes.
No, it's true. It's true, though. It does calm you, like the edibles and the gummies. It works for me. I can't smoke weed because
I'm with you.
It hits me too hard, too fast.
Too fast, yeah.
It fucks me up.
Dude, I told you this. I was driving back from Baltimore this Sunday with Soda, and I took a fucking hit of his vape pen and spent. I was like, "This will be nice. We're listening to music. The weekend's done.
Just one hit.
Home." I was like, "This will be nice. This is great. We're driving at night."
Mm-hmm.
And I took a hit of the vape pen and just went silent for like an hour and a half. I was staring out the window thinking about who would be at my funeral. That's what I thought about the whole time. And then I was like, if the apocalypse happens, me and my family are stuck in our family basement. And we couldn't go upstairs and we all had to kill ourselves with a hunting rifle. What would that be like?
Damn, dude.
That was an hour and a half.
It's just off a little hit.
Out the window off one hit of vape pen.
Well, isn't it true? You would know enough, but isn't it true? Like,
one hit, I was like, "This is a great song."
Yeah, when I say one hit, I ate the joint. I shouldn't have eaten it. Yeah. I should have smoked it.
Like, Mac Miller's underrated. This is a great trip. Things are going well. Take three more hits. I'd have to kill my mom first.
No, it's proven though. Like chemically, it changes. It's different for everybody, right? Mm-hmm. So like, it changes your composition whether you smoke it or eat it. So you want a body high or a, what is it, THC or
THC.
The fuck it is.
THC.
You're trying.
Yeah, I am trying. Guys, I'm an undercover cop that sucks at his job.
Yeah.
It's indica or
sativa, all that
sativa.
Stuff.
Look at that.
This
huh?
is good.
Kiddo.
This is
dude, you watch enough,
it.
Watching enough shows, dude.
Fucking nailing it.
Yeah, people get into all that, but they're mostly crossbreeded now to the point where it's like, people are like, "I need a sativa," and like it wakes me up and it's creative. And it's like, if you gave them another kind, like, "Yo, this is sativa," they 9 times out of 10 be like, "Whoa, I'm so alert." And just fucking weed. Just
Which one makes you think about shooting your mom in the head?
That's just wax. That's just wax pens, dude.
Gatorade.
Like, yeah, Gatorade.
That's so funny. That's so funny to think about, like, you looking out the window and Soda was like, "Yeah, it's a pretty good weekend." You're like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking
like,
real
what
good.
Are you thinking about it? I was like, just putting the gun to my dad's head and being like, I fucking loved you, Paul. The mutants are outside.
Shane, can you send them a pic of your dad's jeans again? I think it's a funny scene.
Those guys?
Yeah. You guys still have that?
With those stonewalls?
You heard the story of his fucking dad at
my
Lazy
dad
Tag?
Had the cum jeans on?
Oh, my God, dude.
I apologize to the listeners that saw last episode. That is I think about it all the time.
It was one of the funniest moments.
Because I know I've met his father a couple times, a few times. And I can see him. He's such a fucking a man's man. Yeah. He's such a hard ass. I could see him bypassing the fact that visually, this should be, this is you getting pantsed in during adolescence, like 13 years old, when you're super, you want to hide your dick, and he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, he just stood there with his dick out and was like, "Look, there he is, hands in his pocket."
These are his jeans.
I mean, that's still asking questions.
Full room
under black light.
That's full room raiders, dude. That's like,
look at that. That is a murder scene. That is a hotel mattress.
It looks like somebody wrote
a horror movie.
Wrote something in Arabic and.
It looks like Space Invaders is playing on your dad's crotch.
I mean, he just hung in there and was like, "All right, so how much is the satellite worth if we shoot that?" The kid was like, "Hey, mister, are you all right?"
That does look like one of those war zone thermal blips, dude, when we bombed Iran.
Yeah, he stood in it, and look, hands in pockets.
Hands in pockets.
That's where all that cum's coming from, dude.
Up that, yeah, true.
He's probably ripping one off.
Yeah, they were clean when he came to the show.
True, you think he just ripped one there?
No, this is proof that dads don't, they don't wash their jeans for years. They don't give a fuck.
They just cum constantly.
No, well,
do you guys think
bleach.
That's cum?
It's bleach, dude.
I think it's
got to be bleach from the wash.
It's probably a little bit.
No.
You think that's jizz? You think my dad jizzed his jeans?
The bleach from his watch would be all throughout his jeans. Yeah, that's it. That's
I don't know. That's
you
like,
that's cum.
Are you fucking me right now?
I don't think that's cum.
That for, how old is your dad?
63.
You don't think a 60-year-old man is
30
beaten
years old.
Off?
It's beaten off, but how much cum is coming out of them?
There's no way my dad's beaten off.
Barely, Danny, dude.
Shane, your dad is
63-year-old dad does not beat off.
63 years old. You don't think you're going to beat off at 60 years old?
Nah, probably not, dude.
No.
I'll probably kill myself before that.
Why would you think that? You're still a human being.
63?
Your sex drive will be down, but you're still going to fucking hammer
the
off.
You're going to beat off,
happen.
Dude. Yeah, you won't beat off.
I've already killed my family. 63?
Yes, dude.
You're not jerking off.
You stop. You definitely stop at 63.
Yes.
When do you stop coming?
Never.
You keep coming, but like you don't.
No,
63,
for men,
you don't
ever stop coming. I mean, women start. No, I mean, I didn't mean like. I mean, like outwardly, you don't.
Women stop coming at like 30.
Hold on.
No, women stop coming.
Let me start
like 32.
Over. Yeah, there's no. There's, men and women come
your
forever.
Women stop coming right after high school.
Off.
They're done.
No, you come forever as a dude.
As a guy?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
the sex drive goes down.
Stop. You stop feeling
that.
You come. A man, an 85-year-old man can get
can
a,
come.
An 18-year-old girl.
Yeah, yeah. Dudes don't have menopause. They still produce jizz.
Just jizz forever.
Yeah,
yes,
you
dude,
will.
You can
will.
Have a kid at 80.
Am I a fucking idiot?
You'll have.
Yes,
you'll
absolutely.
Have
you're
like,
a fucking idiot.
You'll have
I'm
like
saying.
Left-handed kids though. If you come into someone when you're 80,
I'm left-handed.
That's not true. Oh. That's also that's a myth. That's a myth from mushroom tea. That is.
No,
not
you'll have if you. If you smoke cigarettes,
kid.
You'll have a daughter. I really worked with guys who held it down like that. They're like, well, you know why your brother had a daughter? It's because he smoked cigarettes. And you're like, God damn, bro. I worked with like African immigrants who were like, well, he's weak.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say.
He's weak.
This had to be some sort of crazy ass foreign fucking.
It is.
People that live in wilderness.
He is weak. He is weak. He smoked cigarettes and he has a daughter.
That's why.
It's a hot rumor. That's a hot rumor spread around town, dude. What up?
So wait,
are you forcing this right now? Because we're having a great conversation about grandpa.
Oh hell yeah! Is this a
grandpa?
Commercial?
Yeah,
have to do it right away.
Would you like
you
to double
like,
your money?
No, yeah, you got to get to it at some point.
Yeah, so, dude, rip the commercial.
I have a question. So you stop getting hard, but you can still jizz?
Yes,
Viagra, dude.
You're always capable of the cum. Always capable.
Yeah,
I mean, I've jerked off. I've cummed without being hard.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's just that.
Yeah,
yeah. Or you'd have.
Cum's always available.
Or I think on like you
no
start
matter what age.
You start having your wife like anally express you. So then you're like, you just kind of leak it out.
Yeah,
you
I did.
You did?
A guy did it to him.
Really?
A guy did it.
He wasn't
it was the most painful thing.
Wait, what? And you cummed?
A man made him crumb from finger in his butt.
Yeah. Why, dude?
Doctor. Not gay at all, dude.
Hold on.
It was medical, which is not gay.
Why did you crumb though?
Cummings is not gay.
Why did you have to crumb? Was it like was he testing it out?
Yeah, he was testing for
testing out your butt button.
Yeah, I had epididymitis, which was not.
You had a swollen.
It was not chlamydia. It's different.
A swollen epididymitis
is an infection of your
epididymal.
Yeah. Yeah, it's basically the wiring from your testicles.
Yeah,
it's a
little French horn that shoots cum out of it. Yeah,
bingo bango.
How'd that thing get infected?
The bacteria.
All right,
from World War II.
So then he had to.
I don't want to talk about it.
He had to get into your butt.
Different.
So he cured your epididymitis by fingering you.
No, he had to milk me. He decided he needed a sperm sample because he had to bring it all the way up.
That's what he told you.
That's what he told me. Yeah.
Oh my God, dude!
It was Dad, Doctor Dad. No, it was pretty bad.
Sounds pretty.
We've covered this 3 times now, but how big of a nut was it?
No, not a lot. No,
did you? Hold on.
There wasn't a fucking cork in my dick, and it was like.
Did you announce you're going to come to the doctor when you're going to come?
No joke. I was on my side and on that.
Laid on your side.
Yeah, on my side.
Oh my God!
For some reason, I thought this was clearly on all fours.
No. I laid on my side and I turned.
Was he facing your nipples or behind you?
I was nipples to the wall. He was ass that way, and I ripped that fucking paper mache.
Yeah.
And I went, yeah, fuck! I screamed.
Oh, because it hurt when you came because you had epididymitis.
Because it was inflamed. Ooh. And he was just batting around that speed bag.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anyway, free lunch for the third caller.
Yeah, dude, call in.
Oh, yeah, we haven't had any
callers. Read the commercial, dude.
Shocking.
Shut that down.
Read the commercial.
Guys, do you bet? How would you like to double your money, Chris? You bet? You bet on sports?
Yeah, I got money on Bo Sox. Winning right now.
Oh, really? You got Michigan State this weekend, right?
I got money on that, too.
You got
Michigan covering 7.
7? At home or at Michigan State?
At Michigan State. Dicey.
Football season is underway.
Yeah.
Well, do you use any betting system?
Yeah, BetDSI.
Fuck yeah, Chris.
Wow.
Well, you could double your money. Guaranteed. Yeah. Football season's underway, and last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough, but you fucked it up, didn't you?
Did you just guarantee him he's going to win gambling?
Yes, you can absolutely guarantee.
Really?
Yeah, your first bet's guaranteed.
What?
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
it is, dude. It's like mushroom tea. First time is the best time.
So with this website, you automatically win and double your money?
Just the first time. Our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this football season. When you drink... You register with the promo code PROPER100. Help you get started with some extra bang for your buck. BetDSI is offering to double your money at your first deposit. Deposit to start winning. Get up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the get.
What?
Use promo PROPER100. When it comes to football,
really
BetDSI...
Fuck that part up. Right from the get.
Stop.
To use...
BetDSI has odds on everything you could ever imagine. NFL, NCAA football, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all global sports, even politics, celebrities, reality shows, whatever. It's all happening. BetDSI will put a line on it. BetDSI has been on the line for 20 years. Online, on the line, all the line. It's built an impeccable reputation for great service, fast payment combined with an excellent mobile interface so you can play, win, and get paid anytime, anywhere. Join BetDSI today using promo code PROPER100 and you already won by doubling your bankroll straight away. Promo code PROPER100 to get action and get paid.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
You gotta read it like Alex Jones, dude.
You should read it like Trump, where you read it and then fucking
add. Start it over. Start it over.
Don't stand on the sidelines this season. Really don't. Think about it. Don't do it. Don't stand there. Everybody's standing. Don't stand. Be in it to win it and enjoy the games that much more. When you play more, you gotta play more. That's what you gotta do. You gotta play. He always reads and then just tags everything with his own shit.
Yeah.
All right. Finish it up, dude. Close it. Or did you already close?
Yeah, we closed.
DSI.
It's closed. BetDSI, guys.
Yo, BetDSI is the shit.
Chris from Michigan. BetDSI.
Hell yeah.
It's a good name.
Chris from Michigan?
Mm.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Thanks for coming by, dude.
Thanks for having me.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah. Did you already have your interviews?
What do you mean, interviews?
Didn't you say you were going to Amazon and whatever the fuck?
No, Facebook and Google.
Oh, you're going to try to work at Facebook and Google?
No, I work with them.
Oh.
How so?
Yeah, well, we buy advertising with them.
Oh, okay.
My job is to determine if it works.
Well, this
what do you think about Zuckerberg? His creepy fucking ass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Might not want to say anything.
I came to just watch from the side.
Look at that, with the
I
flag.
Didn't want any of this, dude. Man.
The flag behind him.
Yeah, dude, come on. Yeah. God, speak your truth.
Yeah, I'd like to apologize to everybody. Dude. I don't know.
You don't like Zuckerberg?
I fucking hate Zuckerberg, dude.
Yeah, you should.
I can't stand him.
You should.
They're running. They're literally apparent. I was watching this thing today where they're saying they're running like a.
Let it go. Let it go.
They're running. They have supercomputers now, like Facebook, all those big companies, where they're doing a simulation with basically all of the data we're putting into these things to try to predict how the future is going to go. If that makes sense, you guys. I don't know if you guys know much about quantum computing.
Holy!
But they're like,
no, we don't.
A T has hit.
No, they're taking like, so they're using these huge mega computers, and with all of our input and all the stuff, all of our likes, dislikes, they're starting to try to predict using these like really strong machines to see like how the future is going to go and see if they can actually predict the future based on the billions of bits of data that everyone from around the world puts into these things.
Is that a bad thing?
Yeah, so they can trick us into doing stuff.
What are they going to trick us into?
Fucking propping up dudes in, like, in Brazil, like right-wing dictators, like shit like that. Being like, all right, well, these people, if you say this, they'll vote for you. Just say this, because we just took the metadata from billions of people, and people like this kind of thing. Just say that, and they'll elect you.
Dude, you are us.
Wow. Really smart. Some of the smartest guys. We've got computers.
Dude, this is like our Trump Kanye meeting, dude. Easy, dude. You're Trump.
You gotta show me something.
Shayna sits there.
Like him too.
Shayna stares off at his face while I talk. He's like, wow, he's great, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Look at him. Look at my friend, my African American friend. One of the best.
I love how he would check in with Jim Brown every now and again. Like, Jim, and you're great too. But anyway, Kanye, go on. He would check in with him every like 2 minutes. Like, oh, I forgot about this guy too. Jim, you're the best. I just admired him for a long time.
Appreciate your mind, man.
I mean, fuck. I was watching a thing about it. I've been watching stuff about chaos theory. Dude, it's fucking, that stuff's wild, too.
Glorious jelly bean you are.
Yeah. Is what it is. What you looking for?
I was looking for the transcript of Trump and Kanye and Jim Brown's meeting, because it is...
The transcript?
Transcript. If you read the transcript of that thing.
From a five-year-old?
It is fucking nuts. He's like, Kanye, you've been a good friend of mine. Jim, you just showed up. It's amazing. Yeah, fuck it, I can't find it. But yeah, things
like
good.
I like when Kanye, when the journalist is like, "Well, how do you feel about Trump's like some of the things he says that are like perceived as racist or whatever?" And Kanye's like, he gives this like 5-minute answer, and he's just like, "Whatever." But he said like a bunch of different things. He's like, "I'm not gonna let racism control me." Blah 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 blah. And talked like 5 minutes, and then like looked at the reporters. Like, "I'm playing 4D chess, baby." And I was like, "Dude, fucking love that." That's exactly what I would say if I didn't know what I was talking about. Y'all, I'm just playing 4D chess, dude. You can't keep up. It's fucking awesome. I love that. I'm big on Yeezy right now, dude.
You big on Kanye?
Yeah, I like what he's doing.
Yeah,
I like it a lot.
His music, I think it's pretty great.
Huh?
His music as well?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a total hypocrite because I used to like not like his music. I'm like, his music sucks. Then he switches political stuff. I'm like, he's actually a genius, actually. I agree.
Wagon.
For sure.
I like him as well.
I like him.
He's an absolute fucking maniac, but that's why I like him.
Yeah.
He's at least delivering something that like, no, his music's incredible.
Yeah, his music's great. He's nuts.
He's fucking batshit.
But you like a lot of his ideas.
I do. We're on the same, me and him are on the fucking, remember
the
I was talking about on our podcast, I was talking about a documentary. He shared it like literally 3 weeks later. Century of the Self. Me and Yeezy are on, definitely on the wave, dude.
We're riding the wave.
Is that right why there. You like him?
Yeah,
pretty much.
And also, he's got those, what is he setting up right now for engineers and shit?
Oh, ideation centers.
Ideation centers.
I like those too.
Fans of those.
He's trying to change schools to where like meditation is a class instead of like just memorizing shit. You go in and meditate.
That should help.
And there's places with, oh, definitely, dude. Yeah. And there's places with like, there's, you would just go into a center like this. I think it would.
Meditation class?
Yeah, if you were in school and they told you how to actually like control your emotions rather than be like, name the capitals.
Can you name the capitals?
No, that's what I'm saying. I wish they had me do stuff that was like more like worth
meditate, the time. Dude, imagine if you had to meditate in school.
It'd be great. It'd be like nap time in school.
That's what it exactly what it would be. It would be nap time, and one person would fart, and it would be the best thing in the world.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that is hilarious. Farting in school is great. I'm saying rather than memorize the capitals, learn, like, explain to people how to control their emotions, or maybe sit down with fourth graders and be like, look, after 30, your shit starts falling apart. Like, don't worry about this stuff. Just focus on.
I wish someone would have sat me down and been like, yo, you can come forever.
Not forever. Not when you get 80.
You can't come then?
I told you earlier you can.
You can come, yeah.
What?
You can.
So why'd you just say no?
I was just trying to prove my point.
You can come forever.
Are you playing 4D chess right now?
No, you can come till you die, dude.
Yeah, you can.
Rip the Harley in the sunset. You can come till you die.
You gotta do it in different ways, but you can always come.
No, you can definitely.
You can always come.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's by the time you're 80, they'll be able to plug a Matrix thing in and just like hit a button and make you. It'll be like vibrating panties.
I have to start taking care of myself. I thought I had like 10 years of coming left, and I was like, fuck it, I'll just die then.
You're set, man.
So I can crumb forever?
Yeah. Dude.
I mean, imagine too. You're gonna like if you need
you can
it,
put
you'll
underwear
have,
back on when you sleep.
You're gonna have the VR porn headset.
Got a few years left.
Hell yeah!
You'll be able to hop in like a tanning booth with like a VR porn thing with like full robo access, and you're just gonna be coming
just
all over the place.
Nonstop crummage.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
And you can crumb to anyone.
You're gonna hop in a tanning salon that like puts an ecstasy pill up your butt and then just fucking.
I mean, why are his father's jeans on the screen? It's a perfect image for this conversation.
I can't wait to the new generation of kids getting caught beating off of fucking VR sets, dude.
Oh,
so
man.
You're like,
it's a robot.
Your mom comes in. Like,
When's the first time you got caught beating off?
Fuck, man. I luckily I never got a maternal catch. Like my mom never caught me jerking. She caught me with like two full hands of lotion at one point, like standing next to my bed about to start beating off.
You were like.
I literally had two, literally, no, I swear to God, I started like,
SPF, yeah. It's nighttime,
I had two,
going
had like
outside, Mom.
And I literally was just like, she came in, I started rubbing it on my arms, she's like, where'd you get that? I was like, it was under my brother's bed.
Oh.
Sold out my brother.
40 chest him.
40 chest my brother, but I got caught, my ex-wife caught me jerking off like in every room of the house we lived in, so I got caught like four times by her, I got caught twice by my current girlfriend. I don't have a good track record, dude.
I never
last one I got caught with, huh?
I never caught you.
How long did you guys live?
Yeah, I only got caught by my girlfriends.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying we lived together.
Oh, you're thinking you're catching me?
I never caught you. I think we were pretty open.
You didn't really barge into my room. Or, yeah, I was like, when we got our fleshlights, I remember being like...
Hey, dude.
we got twin fleshlights, dude. They came the same day.
Clap it up for the fleshlights.
We definitely were like, all right, let's...
I'd like to thank Shane publicly for the release valve. I didn't know you could...
Yeah, Tom didn't know you could unscrew the back, so Tom was just pressurized...
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta loosen. You got a big hog. You gotta loosen that thing up.
And it was. It felt like it was a hard pull. Hard.
I couldn't clean that. That's. I literally caught ringworm from my fleshlight on my dick.
Jesus, man.
Everybody was having fun.
Everybody was having fun.
I couldn't take.
You drove from fucking Ohio. You're talking about ringworm and
on my dick, dude.
Fleshlight. Calm down.
I couldn't take care of a synthetic vagina. I don't know how people take care of real ones, dude. I got a yeast infection right away on a fucking fake pussy, dude.
True. Taking care of vaginas is gross.
It was nasty.
No, that's a fucking actually a very
I had
a very pro women.
We are.
We learned that the difficulties of womanhood through Matt caught ringworm from his fleshlight.
Yeah, man.
Now we understand.
Instantly blame it on my girlfriend.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude.
It's not gay.
Yeah, fucking fight him, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever.
Shit out of him for that.
Yeah, I ordered one and they sent me two for some reason, so I gave one to Shane.
One of the best moments.
Yeah.
Plus, of
they feel too good. They feel like a little too good for jerking off.
I threw mine in the dumpster behind our house.
I bet you did.
If you're like, too powerful. Yeah. You're coming loud.
I got rid of that.
Yeah, same here, man. Well, after I
can see you at 6 a.m. like just rooting around in your dumpster like a raccoon looking for that old fleshlight.
I had to say goodbye to that. Yeah. I held it. I was like, oh, fucking. It was like I was putting Moses in the river, dude. I just.
Just stuffing it in a Pringles can like, I found it, Mom. Like, what are you doing back there, Shane?
I love how they try to discreetly hide it as like a ginormous like a flashlight made out of plastic.
It really does.
You open up and it's a pussy and it's like, oh, it's just a flashlight.
Yeah, Matt was in the kitchen. I was sitting on the couch. He was in the kitchen. Doorbell rings and he's like, yes, it's here. And I was like, what's here? And he was like, nothing. And I was like, what the fuck is here? And then he like ran to the door and before he opened it was like, fleshlights, I got two. Do you want one? And I was like, hell yeah, dude, this is great. And then we immediately were like, let's go use them. We both went to our rooms. Came out like red face, like
that's what we
did.
Yeah. That's like, you can't cum loud from masturbating. That's why I don't like to use fleshlights.
Dude,
it feels so good, dude.
Matt's a loud crummer.
I'm a loud crummer naturally.
Right, your right eye. I can't, dude. This is unbelievable. I can't act like this is normal. You're only crying from one eye, and you're so normal.
It's like a Native American, then. I'm trash on the ground.
I'm telling you, man, my fucking... when I podcast, my sinuses get fucked up. My whole renal system, whatever that is. Dude, it's not a renal system. My whole fucking...
renal system. I would have been like, yeah.
Totally. Absolutely.
Definitely complete renal.
My lymph nodes, dude, going to overdrive.
So, Matt's a loud crummer.
Oh, dude.
Like, if he... that's one thing I definitely heard.
Like, solo? Like, just jerking off solo?
Any cum in Matt's like, ooh!
Yeah, I can't hold it in, dude.
Wait, hold on.
I'm a loud cummer.
Even if it's, like, one time? Like, I mean, the first cum?
Yeah.
What do you mean the first cum?
You have multiple orgasms?
Yeah, he does.
What?
He hits, like, five pieces.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, you don't know how much he jerks off?
I jerk off a lot.
You jerk off, like, 5 times a day?
3 to 5.
Are you circed?
Yeah. What?
Are you circumcised?
Yes, I'm human. Okay. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's just weird.
What do you mean? What's weird about that?
Your dick will get all chafed up unless you have that extra skin around it.
Matt's very anti-circ.
Yeah. That's where you hit it.
Do you jerk off from the base? Do you do like a very bottom of the dick jerk?
No, I got some space. I got room, dude. Chill out. First cum is it's a shake, but as you get along and there's not much cum to come out, it rocks you a little harder.
Yeah, I'm talking about shiver. I'm a 32-year-old man. I cum once every 2 days, so it's like
once every how many days?
2 days. I can't cum 5 times a day.
Yeah, that's about we're on.
It'll drain your vitality, dude.
It doesn't matter.
Like every
women.
Time you cum, you scream.
If I have sex, yeah. Every time I have sex, it's like I'm losing my virginity. I'm like, oh, it feels too good. I'm a sensuous man, dude.
You'll start yelling.
I'll literally bury my face in a pillow. It feels so good when I come, dude. I can't contain it. I literally, while I'm coming,
you know,
I black out.
That's a symptom of chlamydia.
Huh?
That's a symptom of chlamydia.
I probably have it. Whatever.
It is. Because it burns.
Loud coming?
Burn.
It doesn't burn. It doesn't burn. It's so pleasurable.
You just start screaming.
I'm in ecstasy, dude.
Dude.
My stroke's so good that I bring
love
myself
you so,
to ecstasy.
I love you so much, dude.
No, literally. If I'm missionary, I go full face down the pillow. I'm just like, aah! It feels so good when I crumb.
And imagine me across the hall in a bed, like with my blanket. Like.
Every time you come, you scream?
A lot of times, yeah.
God damn, dude. That's great.
Yeah.
Hard crummer. I do this. Oh, fuck. I'm sorry.
Just apologize to your dick.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I back out of the puss, dude, and I just go, oh, God. Oh, God. Because at first, I'm like, I'm coming. Wait, oh, no. Now I'm really kind of going.
I wish we had the audio of that guy crumming hard.
Oh, my God.
Send it to him.
The video of that guy, I'll find it.
You can find it?
Yeah.
All right, good.
Time.
Bird dog that.
I'm a bird dog that.
Bird dog that guy screaming, crumming. It's one of the best videos ever. This dude's
That's
fucking.
That's so funny.
It's a porno.
You
it's
heard him like scream, it. Scream,
I heard
coming?
Him scream, cum.
Yeah, dude.
Fuck, dude.
Screaming bloody cum, dude.
I feel like after like 3 or 4 times because I feel like your prostate only has so much to give, so I feel like it's like
you jerk off 5 times a day?
Not every day. I mean.
How many times a week would you say if you had a.
At the lowest, I'll jerk off 3 times a day. 2 to 3.
So you're hitting a minimum of fucking 21 nuts a week?
You got to leave that thing alone.
Yeah, I'm active. But
I used to work with these Mexican
most
guys.
Most active I am is when I start getting like more audible, like when there's nothing left.
What do you mean?
To
your dick's dry heaving.
Yeah, when it, my bird is just going.
Yeah.
That's when I start getting audible. Going,
I used to jerk off a lot.
I'll
like
make
that.
A sound. It's because
if I hear that one day, I'm gonna be bummed out.
Well, first of all, you won't, and that's why I'm so obsessed.
Why?
Because it's a special moment. No, you might. I hope you do.
He's a soundproof closet, dude.
Yeah. Doing Steve's room.
I used to work with these Mexican guys that said like you have an infinite nuts. Back more towards like Shane's point.
No.
Like, yo, bro, like you have like five. Yeah, sorry, finite, you have a finite amount of nuts, like 5,000. And they're like, after you pull that thing too many times, you're just... You're
and who
nuts.
Told you this?
This Mexican dude I used to work with.
And what was the job?
I was working in a food truck.
So a Mexican guy in a food truck told you you had finite amount of nuts?
Yeah, he was like, no.
Is
no,
that
no.
why you scream every time you come?
Yeah, dude.
This might be my last one!
Make it count! You did it!
Found the video.
Although I will say, technically the guy's right. You do have a set number of crumbs.
Yeah.
You're going to die in whatever that...
No, dude.
You have a set number of good crumbs.
You can have a beautiful, bright, healthy baby boy when you're 85. You can crumb directly into...
Yeah, but either way, no matter, like, let's use somebody who's dead. Abraham Lincoln.
Okay.
How many times do you think he crumbed?
Not enough.
But great he man. Had a set number of great crumbs. Man. How do we play the audio? Can we give this to him?
Yeah, here. How do you send it to him?
Send it to...
throw in the mic, dude. Throw it in the mic. Throw in the mic. Just audio.
We might need the video, too.
Oh, there's a video?
Send him the link. Wait,
there's a video?
Yeah, this is a great video.
So get back to your
Well, I mean, technically everybody has a finite number of crumbs, just like you have a finite number of breaths and steps
you take. That I can understand.
Yeah. So technically you're gonna die. Right. Yes.
Until you die, you can come.
Yeah, but no matter what, there is a certain number of crumbs that you will have that Allah has allotted us.
Yeah, until you die. Yes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Technically he's right. Technically, I was being technical.
No, but you can come forever. Your pop is coming.
My pop.
What's today?
Doesn't come.
Today is Wednesday. Your pop is going to have a Saturday night come. He's going to go to the fucking Outback.
Oh,
he's
man.
He's going to get a little sirloin. The sirloin and
he's going to go to the Elks. He's going to go to the Elks Club.
The old Mashy.
Canicksburg.
Special. He's going to get fucking hot and bothered in the basement. He's going to watch ND replays. He's going to whip out that freckled pale bird. And he's going to hammer out in those jeans that he's been wearing for 15, 20 years. And he's going to fucking mash them. Just like the taters he put in his mouth 30 minutes earlier. And
you're telling me my dad is crumbing.
Absolutely.
What?
100%. Your dad is getting at it. You think your dad...
I'm not upset. I just... It's right? Mind-blowing. This is a moment. I never even thought of my dad jerking off.
You were a product of his cum.
Yeah.
I knew he used to crum.
Why do you think your dad is so fucking pent up and fucking angry all the time?
Hold on. Chock full of jizz.
What are you talking about?
He's just fucking...
I'm talking about my dad crumbing.
What about him?
I'm just saying it.
Crumbs?
I didn't know.
All the time.
I thought you stopped crumbing.
All the fucking time.
And that's why this is a moment where I'm like, oh, fuck. That changes the way me and my dad are going to hang out now.
You look at his eyes. If his eyes shift up a little bit, his balls are full of cum.
Really?
Yeah, it'll drop down. Come down a little bit.
Your dad, you guys have definitely been watching football together at some point, and he's like skated off, jerked off in the bathroom, and come back. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah.
We have a little chat.
You gotta ask him about that.
Call him right now. Put him on speaker. Be like, you fucking come.
We got time, dude.
Install it.
What do you mean? We got time.
You should install like a little nanny cam in your dad's bedroom and just catch him.
Cummy cam.
Yeah.
You got that video?
What would you rather do? Would you
is
rather?
This it? Is this dude goes, holy shit.
That's me, baby.
Oh my god!
She's laughing.
Oh my god! It's like a feral cat.
That's that last little bit at the end, dude.
Dude, she is 80. Is this? How do you guys know what video you guys were referencing?
I found this like years ago. Yeah. It's a good one. There you go.
Don't touch me.
Don't touch me. Is that what you said? Don't touch me. Don't touch me. I just saw all of her faces, Matt smiling. She was going to get something.
So, Matt, how close are you to that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, when I'm... That guy's cream pie, and that's not far from that, dude. I black out when I cream pie.
You cream pie, you black out?
Oh, dude, I go to another dimension.
What dimension do you think you get? You go to the cream pie dimension?
I just literally, when I cream pie, I'm just like, I love you, girl. And I just float away.
I love you, girl.
That's too much for me. That's literally, I just replay evolution in my head every time I cream pie. I'm just like, I watch.
You watch a tadpole. I'm out of the fucking yeah,
exactly.
The
yeah. I watch the whole thing. I watch the Big Bang and then the whole thing. And I'm like, oh, I'm back in my body.
Yeah. So emotional.
Yeah. It's a beautiful moment.
Ecstasy, dude. Pure ecstasy.
Cream pie. And
I hope you,
that's the,
I
that's
hope you
the
hard
point.
Come so much that your left eye starts to tear when you cry. I want you to get that working again.
Hold on, what were you about to say about cream
that's
pie?
That's the whole point of it. Like, that's like, if you're not cream pieing, that's the point of the whole thing.
Oh, you mean you don't ever pull out?
Is it? Try not to.
Try not to.
It's lady's choice, but dude, if I get
dealer's choice on that one.
Coin flip, dude.
No, I'm like
lady's choice.
There's not a ref in the middle of your bed flipping a coin, going, "All right, you're up this day."
I'm just saying, if I get the green light, I'm not on my own volition going
to
be like,
"What mean green light? When's she giving you the green light to fucking like,
where should
at
I? No, 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 no.
Like
I'm talking
cat.
About the cream pie green light. It's like, where should I come? And it's like wherever you want. It's like, Well, I have a favorite place to come.
That's what you mean.
I'm not. Well, it has to be well established. But once it's established, you know, you get the cream pie green light, dude.
True. I would. Fucking. Now that you're bringing this up, I would like to say this to our lady viewers: have an answer ready. You know what I mean? Have a fucking answer ready. True. There's been so many times where I'm about to fucking crumb hard, and I'm like, "Yo, where the fuck do you want me to crumb, bitch?" And she's like, "I'm like, that's I already crumbed."
Yep. 3 second delay.
Give me one, dude. I need a fucking.
Give me a target, dude.
Give me a target. Yeah. A fucking target acquired.
But I'm telling you, man.
So if she says wherever you want, you're just like in the pocket. You just start screaming usually, in your face.
First time, I'm like, all right. I'm gonna. I mean, getting down to brass tacks. Not many chicks are opposed to the CP, dude.
The what?
Not a lot of girls are opposed to the CP.
The CP.
Cream pie. Yeah. I'm just saying, when you're like, awesome. I'm going to come inside you, it's like, okay.
Yeah, take it or leave it.
Do it.
Here it comes.
Yeah. I love you, girl. Bam.
I love you, girl.
It is intimate. So it's much. Very intimate.
It's the best.
I agree. It's very intimate.
Yeah, that's why we're here.
Okay, dude.
That's why we're here doing this podcast. Your dad was like,
Shane's pop was like, Notre Dame football rules.
Yeah, dude, your dad had a titty.
That was my mom.
Dad still had his jeans on. He's like, what am I going to do with all this cum?
They're fucking Catholics versus convicts. My dad was like, I'm going to fucking come in you.
Yeah, dude, my dad had a titty in his mouth, and he was like, I'll name him Matt.
So wait, you say we have a phone call? Who is it?
We've had a couple on there. I don't know if you guys seen the docket.
Oh, haven't seen one.
Drop them through.
Yeah. Let's send one in.
Who is it?
Hey, Tommy.
Frank.
Hey, man, my favorite thing to jerk off to is niggers.
No.
Get that guy out of here. You fucking loser.
You guys are great back there. Producers really nailed it.
That guy's been waiting on the line for like 20 minutes.
Of course he's got nothing else to do. He's a fucking loser.
That's the highlight of his day.
Jesus Christ. Jesus
awesome, guys. Thanks.
I think there's another call on there, too. Is there?
Well, now I kind of want to find
out.
No,
I don't want them. I
want
to
know.
No wait, callers. Callers are done.
What's the name of this caller? If it's somebody that's
calling.
Does
it matter?
Before,
what's he going to say? Fucking, my name's Evan? And then he's going to drop the N-bomb and fucking.
Do all your callers say the N-word?
No, just that one guy.
Who's this guy? Send him through.
There's eight dudes in the basement.
He hung up.
He had one in the chamber. He had it.
He's hung up.
Yeah.
God damn it. That's depressing. I think of like 40-year-old dudes like, you call first to say the N-word. I'm going to call right after.
They're watching the whole thing live.
Yeah, well.
God. Anyway, thanks for watching, guys.
Yeah.
Kill yourselves.
Yeah, man.
So. Well, that's good. That's, you know, change of topic, I guess.
Right at that moment, three people called in.
Really?
At once, yeah.
Yeah, dude, no calls. We can't have calls because piles of garbage like those dudes. Unfortunately, we can't continue.
I think we should discuss this. This isn't just one person's decision.
Yeah, drop them in.
Phone calls.
Send them in, dude.
All right, take them.
Take them in.
Yeah, I'll take them. This one's on me if the guy says the N-word.
Well, it's nobody's fault.
Yeah, who is this animal? Who are you? Speak.
You're on.
Name yourself.
Who's on?
Yeah, you're on.
You're on.
Hello?
Hang up.
It's Rafe. I've been on for 25 minutes.
Hang up.
Is that him?
He's about to say it again.
Say anything yet.
You can hear there's other guys in the back that are like, he's on.
What you got to say?
Same group of dudes.
You got to sit in the pocket and wait.
Are you chewing ice into the microphone right now?
It's on you. Well, you got to sit in the pocket. Yeah, you're a tough guy.
I'm a tough guy?
You fucking take him.
Why are you so upset?
Because I don't like this shit.
That's so funny. You guys have N-word terrorists who call your fucking show and to say the N-word to you guys.
I know who it is.
Having a good time talking about dads jerking off.
All you got to do is just let them say it like 100 times and be like, okay, cool. And then they'll be done with it. You guys are getting bullied. You have to just be like, yeah, dude, good. This
is who it is.
Bully back.
Bully back. Who is it?
It's Mike from Manhattan. It is. And it's his like 3 or 4 friends that are in a basement.
You mean all his roommates?
And they're like, we should call in. Like, that's why, this is what they said last week.
Yeah. No, I know. I already know this. What's that? No fucking calls.
What's his beef with you?
Nothing. He's got nothing to do.
Dude, that actually.
He's a fucking banana head.
It's pretty funny. People do that to you guys.
Worst fucking.
I'm not going to lie.
He wears pinstripes during the day. He acts like he's a somebody. He's a pile of garbage.
Yeah.
We're having a good talk about dads beating off, ruining their jeans.
Yep.
You know, drinking fucking mushroom tea. Why can't we just continue this? Why do I got to hear from some fucking waterhead? Who cares? Fuck them. I hope you die, Mike. I hope you die hard.
Die hard.
And a fucking die hard. Die hard 5. Mike dies from trying on a too tight pinstripe suit.
That is probably how he dies.
What?
On a suit.
That guy's a hard guy.
Don't flip to them.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about that?
Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
All right, cut the crits on the bleachers.
That's your bae.
Chris!
Chris, what do you think about shadow banning?
Sorry, dude. All right, guys. Well, that's why you don't take fucking calls, because we were really shrumming along.
You gotta dissect these guys.
I think this is a
democracy.
Gotta send them through. I think there needs to be a vote.
Yeah, dude.
On the phone calls. Tom,
well, you guys have
a nay on phone calls.
Fucking hard nay, dog.
Hard nay. I vote yay.
Yeah, I vote yay.
He's a guest. His yay doesn't matter. Now. His yay doesn't matter.
You guys are locked in a perpetual.
Hey, Matt, remember when I told you were a gorgeous little jelly bean?
Take the calls. You guys got to confront this head on, dude.
We should see what the viewers want. Chris, what do you think?
Chrissy boy.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
Let's actually have Chris answer these.
All right. This call's going to Chris. Here's somebody. Is your mic on? You're on the line, somebody.
Chris is about to lose his job.
What's up, bud?
Nothing, man. Congratulations on the Centennial Cast, boys.
Thank you, dog.
See, this is a good guy.
Hey, no problem. Oh, Shane, I want to just set your mind at ease a little bit.
What?
My dad comes, too.
You do not have to worry about your parents putting your parents down with a rifle or nothing. Because no one's going to be alive.
When?
In the apocalypse.
If it ever got to the point of using a nuclear armament, we would just go the extra step of using the neutron bomb, and that just kills every living thing in its blast radius.
Hey, what about biological weapons? They're not going to use bombs like that. The apocalypse is going to be biological weapons.
I mean, maybe, but I doubt it.
Well, that's your opinion.
Well, I'm sorry, McCusker. I value your opinion, but now they want something that's going to, you know, they're kind of like that push and click kind of warfare.
So you think if we get a nuke, the United States is going to elect to just destroy the entire world?
Well, no, not the world, just brown people.
Oh, God, he's fucking back.
Actually, he strung you along. That was pretty good.
Well,
that's pretty mild. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think he was.
It's a very talented.
He was trying to make a funny joke. That's a good man. A little political commentary. But no, I think biological weapons will be the future of warfare.
So. All right, hell yeah. Great call.
Thank you, bro.
The restored faith.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
I mean, only extremely racist. Not
he was nice
beyond
enough
belief.
To say brown.
Yeah, he said brown people.
Racist.
Pretty good.
Yeah, he's just talking about exterminating the entire.
I think that makes us the most liberal
brown,
show
though.
On the network.
If you're brown.
Yeah. He was rolling for a minute there. He's talking about something bombs, and it was like, all
right. Yeah, that was right up your alley.
Well, I just read an article about biological weapons.
Oh, he had no idea.
Hot to talk about. You were hot to try to.
See how calm he was answering that?
He was.
He's like, well, it's going to be biological.
It's kind of scary when somebody drops a fucking statement like that calmly.
Well, it is what it is.
Well-educated
man. 150 years, dude, where population will be down to 1 billion from 8. Sorry to burst your guys' bubbles.
Matt called it. In 150 years, they're going to look back.
Check in with me, dude.
Watching a fair one, be like, this guy fucking nailed it.
Exactly. The sole survivors are going to dig it up. Like, holy fuck, he was right.
We all remember the McCusker theory of 2018.
Yep.
Nailed it. All right, anything else?
So what up, boys?
That's it.
That's it? You guys are done?
Yeah.
Dude, we usually end on a...
Send on a couple N-word calls and fucking...
Yeah, get out.
All right.
Yeah.
You guys do business around
here. Real fucking weird.
Yeah.
Never fails. Thanks, guys.
Yo, it was sick.
Maddie, you're the best.
You're the best. You guys are the fucking best, dude.
Chrissy from Ohio. Dude. Thanks for stopping by, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Appreciate it.
Good luck on your interviews.
Thanks. No, thanks. Dude. Hopefully I get the job.
If you get this, if you see Zuck, fucking hit him.
All right. Well.
All right.
Seriously.
All right. That'll do it. Chain Boy, where are you at this weekend?
Nowhere. I'm in New York this weekend.
You got shows this weekend, Matty?
No.
No.
I'm just chilling.
Tomorrow night I'll be at the Stress Factory in New Brunswick, New Jersey, if you guys have plans.
Mike from Manhattan, stop by the Stress Factory. Have fun.
Shame. Thanks so much, guys.